Talk Live. It's your show, and you can dial in, bring up whatever you want, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and it's Ian here with you tonight.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Show is about your calls. We go to them. Start things out here with Murray in Florida on the AMP line. Murray, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Last night, Mark brought up the extreme example about a little girl picking flowers and the property owner coming in and shooting her because she was trespassing.
He did that, yes.
He said that you, Ian, were using a democratic principle and saying that the society would be justified or someone would be justified in bringing charges against that man. But I think that it's actually arguing from a libertarian principle, and there's two different views. There's the maximalist approach, which is what Mark is actually describing, and there's the approach that I think that most voluntarists would actually be more in favor of, and that's the principle that you lose the rights to the extent that you violate them.
I like that idea. Yeah, I mean, if you've harmed another person, then you don't have the same rights that you used to have. I mean, who would want to give you those rights at that point? If you've just destroyed the life of an innocent little girl because she was picking flowers on your property, flowers that inevitably will grow back someday.
Precisely. So if you're afraid of losing your life and there's a clear and present danger, then you might be justified in shooting the little girl if she was coming at you with a knife or a gun or something. But just because she's picking flowers doesn't mean you have the right to shoot her.
So go over it one more time again. I don't quite understand the minimalist or the maximalist view.
Yeah, what is maximalism? What is that? I've never heard that before.
The maximalist approach is that you can do as soon as someone violates someone else's right, they've showed that they don't respect rights at all, so they lose all of their rights. That's the idea that the little girl has violated someone's right by trespassing, so she loses all of her rights, and he has the right to shoot her.
Is that making sense to you, Mark?
That makes sense. Now, explain the other one and tell me the name again.
The alternative approach is that you lose the rights to the extent that you violate them. So, in principle, by the little girl trespassing on the other person's property, he would have the right to trespass on her property or get damages from her from court or something for doing that. But if she has a gun at him, clear and present danger.
Just her trespass alone is not enough to justify a violent response.
This is, it would sort of be like, for instance, if the little girl did it, and he could still be a mean old man and like throw mud on her or something. And because she violated his property, he could then violate hers as in her person.
Tit for tat.
Yeah, that's kind of a tit for tat thing. And it kind of goes back to the old rock salt and the shotgun idea when kids are
out in the farm.
When they're old trespassing.
Yeah.
I think that you may have something there.
I think he's absolutely spot on. Any other thoughts tonight?
Well, you are talking about the road issue, and someone talked about giving corporate ownership to the entire city over the roads, and you were suggesting that everyone should get the road just right in front of their property, right?
That would be my suggestion?
Yes.
Is that property owners, we're talking about the idea of how to marketize the roads. So my idea was that property owners that have property that abuts roads should essentially have those roads ceded to their property. Or in the case of Mark, you said that your property line actually does extend out to the middle of the road, so you would just get your property back, essentially.
And I really want to thank you for bringing up roads on a Saturday night.
Well, I'm not really referring to the people who are in Mark's predicament, but as for the other predicament, I kind of like the combination of the corporate idea and Ian's idea. So you have one road, not the entire city of roads, but on one road, everyone on that road would have a share in the road that you could sell or... You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it seems like a midpoint that any of the three I think would be preferable to what we have today. Anything that we can do to get the government out of whatever we can get it out of, I think is great.
Because I do agree with Mark. If you were just to give everyone the section right in front of their house, it seems like one person could just put a barricade up and screw with everybody. You'd have that one nut that decides to do that. Whereas if you have a corporation of everyone on that road, you could have, there's competition still because the whole city is not owned by a monopoly corporation, and it solves the problem of government owning the road.
So, yeah, so you would essentially have the fill-in-your-street-here corporation.
So what about people that are on roads that are off of other roads that, you know, have no exit? For instance, and this is common, okay? This happens all the time in residential areas.
So here you go, Mark. You have to go and get dig in deep into the road topic. We could have been done with the road topic, but now you, who complains about it, digs deep in. Go ahead, Mark.
This is the problem
with
roads.
Go ahead.
Okay, so if you've got a residential road that comes off of another residential road, which is very common, then the residents of the one, you know, one section say, "Hey, those people are driving on our road, and they're not paying. They're messing up our road. And they're not paying for it." Then what you have is people that have to pay to get out of their houses. That's not very cool.
What do you say? I don't know.
Okay, got to think about that one some. Thank you. Great call. Brilliant stuff tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I'll go to your answer, Mark. Flying cars.
Yeah, flying cars.
Within years from the abolishment of the state, within probably months, you'd see the first flying car models hitting the marketplace.
Don't make it seem like I'm here for the abolishment of the state. All I'm saying is that I'm all for smaller government, and I think that cops, roads, and courts are things that really confuse people, so let's leave them in the hands of government for now, shrink government down to that size, cops, courts, and roads. Those are the things that people think that government must handle.
I know that, Mark. I know. That's what they think. But, of course, if you understand the principle that government sucks at virtually everything that it does, except for killing things and blowing things up, destroying.
It's really not going to be any good at that compared to a for-profit corporation.
Right. I mean, the ideal would be to get it out of all of those things. And eventually, Mark, you know we're going to have to talk about these things. And people want to know. I mean, when they think about the idea of less state control, or preferably no state control, or the abolishment of the state, the concept that is the state, then inevitably they go to those questions. Well, what about the police? Well, what about the courts? Well, what about the roads? So I think it behooves us to discuss these things in as detailed, yet as understandably as in a way as possible. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also in the property arena, I've got an email from Tim. He says, "I read Murray Rothbard's The Ethics of Liberty a while back, and he discussed the difficulty in determining the legitimate owner of property. Now, this brings to my mind the question of who is the legitimate owner of all of those lands that have been appropriated by the state and federal governments throughout their reign and then subsequently sold to other individuals. One example would be the lands that were once utilized by Native Americans. If individuals can produce evidence that they were the legitimate owners of a parcel until they were forcibly removed from it, even 200 years later, shouldn't their loss be compensated by the return of the stolen goods or by some other terms agreeable to them?"
No.
I would say no, because they're not alive anymore 200 years later.
The person who lost it, and I understand you can make an argument of lineage and all that other stuff, but there's no guarantee that your dad's going to leave you his property.
And you're not the same person as your dad.
No.
You're not.
I mean, it's the same question as reparations, and I do believe that slaves should be given reparations by their owners. However, I have never owned any slaves, nor has anybody in America, or like very few of them, ever been slaves. At least in the chattel slavery respect, where they were owned by another individual.
I don't want reparations from the state, Mark. For my enslavement, I just want to be. I just want them to free me and leave me alone. That's enough. That's good enough.
Confusing people.
Well, everybody's a slave. If they're paying a percentage of their income to some master, whether they call themselves master and they hold the whip, or they call themselves, your state legislature or the police, and they've got shiny badges and robes and things like that. So people in this country are still, we're still in a feudal system, essentially. So 800-259-9231. So he asks, is it legitimate to have people essentially compensated for the stealing of their land and their goods, even if they're dead? Should their relatives be compensated? I say no. If you want to comment, 800-259-9231. It seems to me, says the emailer, this would be the only ethical way to address the issue, though this would have serious implications for many people who now possess lands that they and their ancestors thought had been legitimately granted by the federal government.
By serious, you mean it's going to destroy Western civilization, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to do.
And it's going to put it into the hands of how many people? I mean, how many descendants are there that would qualify for this? How would you go about figuring
that
out?
Apache blood would constitute the whole of Colorado, wouldn't it?
How would you go about figuring out such a thing? What kind of bureaucracy would you need to build in order to administer this program? And what do you do about the people that you're putting out of their homes? 800-259-9231. How about we just get rid of the state and then figure.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question: with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. It's the Saturday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231 is the number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, and even a webcam, all free for you. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And speaking of listening, have you ever had an audio book before? You ever tried an audio book? Well, now you can try one free. You can download a free audio book from Audible.com. It's the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want. Over 60,000 titles to choose from, every genre. Audible has it covered. Get your free audiobook download if you sign up today, but you have to use our special entry link, okay? It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. So audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's where you go if you want to get a free audiobook. This is a full-length book, right, Mark? I mean, this is the real deal.
Yeah, so one of them is like 63 hours.
One of the books?
That's what I heard, yeah.
Wow.
So, and they've got 60,000 titles there, just about anything that's on the bookshelves today. You know, perhaps not the brand-new releases, but I heard Ron Paul's Revolution of Manifestos on there, and probably
Sweet.
Anything that you've seen on the, you know, in the newspapers and stuff.
Audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's the entry link to get you a free audiobook from Audible. All right, so we continue here. We'll take your calls about anything at 800-259-9231. Just a little more discussion, though, on the question of reparations, right? Because what the government did was horrible. And, of course, what it continues to do to people, to innocent, peaceful people, is horrible today. But, of course, we're talking about what happened back with, let's just say, the American Indian, for instance, which Indians were quite plentiful across the country when the country was invaded by the white man. They went ahead and eradicated a significant percentage of them. And so our emailer was asking, well, should those people's descendants be able to lay claim to the land that the government stole from them, even if now there has been things or have been buildings and progress has been made on those particular plots of land?
Well,
some of them are still the wild.
One thing that first off, this is an ethnocentric argument. This is a racist argument. First off, you're assuming for a second that the same tribe of Indians has somehow occupied that same territory of land in North America, because
that's
we're talking about America.
They could have stolen it from somebody.
From some other tribe of Indians.
Right.
You know, one Indian could have knocked some other Indian over the head.
So how far back do you go?
Right. So how far back do you go? Now, imagine in Europe how confusing this is, where we actually have more historical records of, you know, who had what land where.
Mm-hmm.
So just because white guys took it from Indians doesn't mean that Indians didn't take it from Indians.
Great point.
I understand that completely. But what about all the white people that have bought that property and sold that property on down the line to each other or to people that are of mixed blood or whatever? You know, should those people just be robbed of their land? I have some land that likely was owned by some Abernathy Indians somewhere. Now, understand, Abernathy Indians aren't even recognized by the United States government. They've been so thoroughly eradicated. There are some white people out there that claim to be of Abernathy blood, but who the heck can check it? I mean, it's just like, I want to join the club, I'm Abernathy.
Well, what do you do about the improvements that have been made on that land, too? I mean, if what they had before was just land with a teepee on it, and now there's a full house or a business complex or
you
something like that.
They lived in wigwams.
What was it? What were teepees?
Teepees were for out west. We were talking about Apaches. I just decided to call you a big.
Yeah, I don't know where all the Indian tribes were, but
it's a long house. White man.
That's true. That's
you
true.
Your damn forked tongue.
You know, they taught me that in government school too. I should have remembered. So it's just crazy. I mean, the whole idea of essentially going back and trying to figure all that out, and then trying to deal with divvying up the land. It's crazy. So I doubt anybody out there supports this idea, but if you do, you're welcome to call and explain to us why it's not crazy. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let me go to another email here while we're at it, because we always have so many of them, we hardly ever get to them. Brendan emails in. He says, you guys often say or imply that many Americans are either blind to their lack of freedom under the current government or simply allow themselves to be pushovers. If I had to put myself into either of those two categories, it would be the latter. While overall I'm happy with my life, your pro-freedom message is very intriguing, and it has me questioning a few things. Yeah, this show tends to do that.
Yes. Hopefully, if you don't have your cognitive defenses up, you're going to ask some questions. Now, if you're thoroughly on board with either the red states or the blue state or whatever, you're never going to ask yourself any questions. You're just going to say these guys are wrong.
Yep.
They must be Democrats, or they must be Republicans. They must be the other side, whoever they are.
Stick your head in the ground, la, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he says, I ask your response to this question. What are one or two things that I or anyone listening can do that will demonstrate to us that things in America are as bad as you say, something that may have consequences that really should not have any consequences by all accounts. That is, what can people do that will serve as a wake-up call that we need the freedom that is not afforded to us currently? Of course, when asked the question of what can one do to have it easily pointed out to you just how unfree you are, one of my favorite issues comes to mind, and that is the ability to consume substances and alter one's consciousness. I should be able to walk down my street. There's a park at the end of my street, and I should be able to walk down my street holding a joint or holding a bottle of alcohol. I'm not going to litter my bottle of alcohol on the side of the road. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to take it to a trash can when it's done. And I'm not going to be rowdy, and I'm not going to be problematic. But if I want to walk down the street and do those things, I will be arrested.
First off, the idea that you must have freedom, it's just not true. Most of human history, humans have been slaves. Okay?
True.
Humans, the idea of freedom is relatively new. It only started a couple of centuries ago.
The kings were free.
Right. Those were the ones who were free. And often they gave homage to the emperors, too. So, the idea of freedom, you don't need it. You don't need freedom. You can live your life quite happily as a, as a slave of the state. And that's what we are. And if you don't think you're a slave of the state, ask yourself about income tax. How is it that the government can take a portion of the profits of your labor? If they don't own you.
They own you.
If they don't own you, if the government of the United States of America doesn't own your body, how is it that they can take a portion of the labor, of what your labor produces?
It's the same issue. I mean, whether it's income tax or the ability to drink a beer under the age of 21 or to smoke a joint as a consenting adult, it's all the same issue.
Because
do they own you or not? Do they own you or not?
Who
owns you?
They don't, but they enact ownership over you because they can't own you. Because you are yours.
They can't ever control your thoughts. And that's why you're saying you can be completely happy in a slavery situation. And if you're going to be enslaved and you're going to live through it, you might as well be as pleased with your life as you can. You might as well be as mentally happy as you can be, as contented as you can be. I'm content. I enjoy my life, even though I am still a slave. I'm enjoying my life as much as possible, and I'm striving for as much freedom as I can attain. So freedom is a goal for me. And freedom is something well worth striving for. Some people don't agree. Some people, like the idea of laying low and keeping their head down and just going along to get along. And, they should be able to have that life. But if those of us that want freedom want to go after it, we should be able to attain it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What would some examples be that you might give to our emailer of some things that make it pretty darn obvious that none of us are really free? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30 3-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now and take control of your future. IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system. It's an internet forum, and you should expect it to be very internet forumy. In fact, expect more trolls than average. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com if you want to enjoy that. There are over 400,000 posts free to surf around through. Lots to talk about. bbs.freetalklive.com.
TooSmallForMe.com. It's a great way to share the baby items that you have or kids' items that you're not using anymore. You can clean them out and get all that crap out of your closet that you don't need anymore. Save money by grabbing donated items that other people have. Obviously, kids grow. There'll probably be some items there by kids that are older than yours. You can take advantage of the coupons and freebies they have all over the site. It's easy to use. All the features on the site are absolutely free. Don't trash it. Stash it. You can pass it on to somebody else. It's 2, 4, me.com.
Let's continue here with your phone calls. Our emailer was asking, what is it that you could mention that would demonstrate to him that things in America just aren't free? What are some obvious things? And you pointed out, Mark, income tax. I pointed out you can't walk down the street with a joint or a bottle of alcohol. What would you share? What would your observations or your examples be? 800-259-9231, or bring up whatever you want.
The other thing about income tax that I'd like to point out, the slavery aspect of it, is you have to fill out an income tax form. Now, some people have a regular old job, and they don't get any deductions or anything like that, so they can fill out that little 1040 easy form. Whip through that in 20 minutes or something like that. But when you have deductions and families and investments and things like that, it gets longer. My wife spends probably 40 hours a year filling out income tax forms, and
she's compensated.
In what way?
By the fact that they don't throw her in a jail cell.
Yeah, that's the compensation. Well, that's proves yet more slavery. And so she has to fill this out. The 14th Amendment says that you are free unless you've committed some kind of crime or something like that. But, you know, this was to get rid of slavery and to prove that people are free. But in fact, the 16th Amendment, which, you know, makes the income tax legal, just nullifies that. They turn you into an accounting slave mm-hmm. every year.
They sure do. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Tony, listening in Austin. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Tony?
I'm sorry?
What is on your mind? You're on the air.
I tuned in right when you guys finished talking about reparations, and I wanted to say that I agree with you guys, and I don't know if you brought this up, but I had another reason why I think it's unrealistic to either pay out or give reparations.
Okay.
At that time period in history, however awful we think of it now, what happened to the Native Americans, unfortunately, was the norm. You know, conquering powers many times evicted or killed inhabitants of the lands that they conquered. And I think that it's unfair now to penalize us for the sins of those people and their actions when they were doing what at the time was the norm. I think it's even more unfair now that America is the melting pot. We have so many people from so many countries living all over that most of the people in this country, none of our ancestors had anything to do with the things that happened to them.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I was not involved in those purges. I would not have wanted anything to do with them. I certainly am not affiliated with those people. And all those people are dead at this point. I think the best thing that could happen for Native Americans right now would be for the government to leave them the hell alone, to give them their land, have the Bureau of Indian Affairs or Land Management or whatever, get rid of these government bureaucrats, get them out of their lives. There was a great John Stossel special back around the turn of the century where I think it was called John Stossel Goes to Washington, and he actually took a look. The whole special was him comparing government involvement in something like airports, for instance, and then airports that were run without government involvement. And so one of the other things that he compared was Indian reservations, one that was run essentially by the Bureau of Indian Affairs or whatever they call themselves, and then the other one that had managed to throw off the control of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And like one of the Indian reservations, the one that was controlled by the state, had just rampant alcoholism and drug problems and just poverty. And then the other one, which they'd gotten rid of the state, the other one had new houses going up. People were, the streets were looking good. Progress was being made. And it was just such a study in contrast. It was absolutely amazing. I think that would be the best answer for those folks, not forcing people out of their homes and destroying other people's lives to try to make good for something that happened decades ago. I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Larry, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, what you're talking about with the Indians, that's a deed by conquest. There is such a thing as a conquest deed. When you go in and take over somebody, and of course, as a consequence, they're moved off of their land. But the deal with slavery, you mentioned the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment have never been used to prove that that persons of African descent are citizens. The 14th Amendment is prohibitive in nature. All it does are in its character, it prohibits anybody from being enslaved or doing involuntary servitude unless they are convicted of a crime, but it does not specify anybody to which that is going to be prohibited to be done to. So it doesn't really mention the persons of African descent.
No, it doesn't.
Who are really still slaves, and when you research it, you'll find that's the truth. But the deal is, we're all slaves.
That's correct.
We're all a big bunch of slaves. And you know what I've been trying to prove? We need to make our government stop lying about it. We need to make them stop talking about that when you go to court, that there's a constitution. The best thing to do against them is to put up billboards. We're all slaves. We don't have any constitutional rights. Anything that would, you know, back in the old black community, we knew we didn't have any rights under Jim Crow, and we still don't have any rights, but mm-hmm. they lied to us and said, well, you got your civil rights, you got your constitutional rights, so we came out of our ghettos and our communities and trusted them, but they have lied.
Yep.
You don't have anything when you go into courts now, so you just won't accept that. And the thing that is insidious is we allow them to keep lying that we do. The best thing to do for them is a campaign telling our kids in school you don't have any rights, you don't have anything. That way we won't go out and get in any trouble because we know we don't have any protection. We won't go out and try to do anything, to own any property or do anything else. And then they say, why is everybody giving up? Say, well, we don't have anything to protect our property.
Yeah.
If we do wrong, we know that when we go to court, you do anything that you want to.
Oh,
so
it's not even
quit.
If you do wrong. I mean, they'll just do whatever they want to you.
If they don't
like you for whatever reason, they'll get you.
So we need to just, I praise God, to stop them from lying and creating the illusion.
Well, that's never going to happen. But if they stop lying, Larry, then the illusion would fall.
Yeah, it would fall.
Right, and their illusion is all they have. It's the illusion of legitimacy that has managed to confuse people into believing that they're anything but the biggest gang in the United States. I thank you for the call. Great points tonight. 800-259-9231. They can't stop lying. It's something they have to do to protect their whole structure. But I do like what Larry said about the idea of putting these concepts out there, just laying it out there honestly for people. Hey, you're a slave. I mean, it's so easy to communicate these concepts. If you can tell the masses this and get them to wake up to this idea, then that could result into some changes.
It makes perfectly good sense. The people with money and that have owned the land, and the government owns the land. Believe me, the government owns your land. If you didn't have to pay property taxes, then you might own your land, but I mean, why is it that you have to pay an annual rent every year in order to keep your land? Well, it's because it's not yours.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who have owned the land throughout the centuries have always enslaved those who didn't. And they've always, you know, got a portion of their labor.
Right.
I mean, that's it. You can't get 100% of a slave's labor because you have to feed the slave. You have to house the slave. That's what we've got in this country, a very efficient system of keeping the slaves happy and free of revolt.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. If you give the slave enough privileges and allow him to take care of himself for the most part, then he might not ever complain about the slavery. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the PacLite. The PacLite is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My PacLite has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The PacLite comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a PacLite. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, even if it's used, they've got dozens of categories, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. It's a great shopping experience, user reviews on a bunch of products. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done and feel good because Free Talk Live is getting a cut. We go to your phone calls. Ladies first, Cheryl is listening to KMED in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, listen, I'm calling to make a comment about the topic of the person who emailed in and said give them some ideas to know if what you're talking about is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I went to go buy a car and I was going to pay cash for that car, the dealer usually makes you sign a slew of paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
One of those pieces of paper that they have you sign is actually signing your car over to the state. So if this person tried taking their license plates off their car, guess what would happen?
They would have
it stolen.
They
would have their car towed. They would have to pay all kinds of fines. Your car doesn't belong to you.
It's called the what you're talking about here, and it's very interesting what you're pointing out because it's so obscure, but it's very intriguing. The manufacturer certificate of origin is what you're referring to. That's not what you. I don't think that's what you sign necessarily. But then again, I've never bought a brand new car, so I can't say for sure. But
yeah, we wish we were as rich as you.
But
it was hypothetical.
So you've never done this either. Okay, so the manufacturer certificate of origin is something that ships out with every single vehicle that goes to a new car dealer, and then when you buy a brand new car, essentially what happens is the dealer has been instructed by the state to send the manufacturer certificate of origin to the state government, and then in return for that, the state government will send you, the buyer, what they call a certificate of title. So that's not the manufacturer's certificate of origin. It's essentially evidence from the state that the state owns your car and is allowing you to use it. Is that basically what you're getting at?
Yes, correct.
And you know what? I've seen the manufacturer's certificate of origin. I know it's real. I know that's not like a conspiracy theory thing, because I know it sounds crazy the first time you hear something like that. And some people claim that they've been able to go and purchase a car with cash, no financing, just with cash, and they've been able to prevent the dealer from sending that paperwork into the state, and that they've kept the certificate of origin for themselves and kept the car completely off the state's books.
Yes, I've heard it. But what a hassle that would be. I mean, you get pulled over for not having plates on your car.
Constantly. Well, I've heard that if you write little incantations on the car, like, this vessel is the sovereign property of the sovereign individual, yeah, of a citizen of the several states, you know, like things like that written on the side, that somehow they won't do it.
But, Mark, let's think about this, though. If you can afford to go out and lay down $25,000 cash for a brand new car,
then you can be free.
I mean, you could drive around, and, you know, this could be your hobby, getting pulled over by the cops and just hassling them and not bowing down to them. I don't know. It'd be an interesting thing to experiment with. I'm not quite there financially yet to try that, but maybe in another 10 years. Thank you, Cheryl.
Right, but my point was you're not free to drive your vehicle around.
Correct. That's correct. They are allowing you to drive your vehicle around as long as you bow down to them and give them their money every single year that they demand from you, whatever the amount is. I mean, they can arbitrarily change those numbers. And, Mark, you were touching on this during one of the breaks. Is they can only raise the taxes so high, right? Like, yeah, you're a slave, and they understand that if they raise the taxes and the fees and all that beyond a certain point, well, the slaves won't be able to handle it anymore.
They'll refuse, yes.
Yeah, it'll become more obvious to them. Cheryl, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Oh, thanks.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Talk to Paul, listening to WCHV in Virginia. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're on the air. What's on your mind, Paul?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was listening to your conversations about natives, and, you know, I hate to say I'm part native and one of those guys, Germanic and native, and I want to talk about an interesting phenomenon down here in Virginia.
Before you go on, now, what would happen if the federal government decided to make you pay the one half of yourself, pay the other half reparations?
I'll tell you, you know, which part of me is what, you know. So I'm with you on a lot of that. It's and what you say is very true. For what I know about Native peoples and people who the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Department of War, actually is where it came from, and it really is designed to destroy Native peoples. They're better off just staying away.
Absolutely. So what were you calling about? Go ahead.
Well, my point was, as we all know, because the America defeated the colony, all rights to Indian land was with the winning Americans. And so all these agreements that the colonial government had with the native peoples were voided at that point. So nothing really happened. You know, there's 8 tribes in Virginia. They're all state recognized, and 2 of them have reservations. The oldest reservation in America actually is in Virginia, and they have they don't pay taxes, and they got a few little things, and somehow they managed to keep their land, but. There's a thing that happened on the Jackson River where people were fishing up and down it, and farmers owned a lot of the area there, and they were annoyed at these people going up and down the rivers fishing, and they said, hey, we own this, we own the river. And I think, I'm not a lawyer, but there's a rule that says if you can go down the river in a boat, you don't really own it, you own it to the highest water means and things like that. And they took it to court. And they said, we own this property since Crown's right, and they flexed their Crown right on the property, and sure enough, they had to stop running these river guides up and down the Jackson River because they said, the court recognizes my Crown rights. But on the same hand, they don't recognize the Native people's Crown rights to their original reservations, which shows you that the government just does what they want.
Yeah, it's totally inconsistent.
The government does what it wants.
It's totally inconsistent. It does not follow. They don't follow their own rules, and they wantonly break their own rules, and are never held responsible for them. Very rarely.
Oh yeah, and I wanted to also say, you're talking about freedom too, and let me tell you something. The freedom didn't come from John Locke. I don't know if y'all are patrons of philosophy and
who's John Locke?
Your lawyers, John Locke.
I'm just kidding.
And all the people talked about freedom. So let me tell you. It's a Shawnee custom. We always said that the ruler's authority extends no further than the pleasures of the people. And believe it or not, when first colonists came to America, they had a real problem in Jamestown and other places. They were going Indian. They were leaving the colony, or Virginia Company, and they were living free with no laws, doing what they want. And the early colony had a hard time with that. People wanting to live free. And slowly, all that crud that came from Europe, all the, you know, the feudal system and all that stuff slowly has now encroached.
Sure.
And every year I see American a little bit more like Europe, what we escaped, you know, Europe to be Americans. And
little men and little women with their hands on power, it'll never, you'll always be surprised at what they'll do next. I mean, there's always some new grad, some new thing they want to control. I mean, down here, or up here rather, in Keene, New Hampshire, from where we do this show, one of the issues right now is that there's a restaurant that painted itself yellow. And this is the hot issue. Somebody on the radio this morning, here locally, called it an offensive color. The whole idea that a color could be offensive, let alone the idea that anybody else has any say as to what you paint your building, is just outrageous.
What's offensive is that somebody can tell you what color you can paint your building. That's offensive.
Yeah, I got a friend who's a city planner. He says, you know, Paul, you cannot legislate ugly. I mean, you can't do it. You can't, you know, and that's just too, you know, people are free. I went to graduate school actually in New England, at Goddard College. You know, I had, people there, I had a free thinkers. And, you know, it was a nice place. I wanted to go to New England. I wanted to go to Vermont and learn something there and get away from Virginia and learn, and they're very, open.
It is nice up here. I love being here in New England. I mean, having been aboard originally in Florida, but one of the things that they were saying, and I thank you for the call tonight, one of the things that the complaining people were saying about this restaurant is that New England has a tradition of being staid. New England, and I'm paraphrasing what they said, New England has a tradition of being drab and gray and brown and red, and we can't have these radical colors like yellow and green and blue popping up all over town. This is crazy.
People painting their buildings whatever color they want. What the hell? What are we going to do? It's going to be like Longboat Key here shortly. You're going to have to get permits to do everything.
If you haven't seen Pleasantville, make it, notate that on your Netflix list, or go out to the video store and rent yourself Pleasantville. It's such a brilliant film about color coming into a community. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 2, coming up.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.